possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, along with the biggest names, greatest guests, and listener interaction on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Here comes the 2-2. Drilled in the air, deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Here's a drive in the deep right field. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. Cubs go back to back. High fly ball, deep right field. Off the bat of Michael Busch. Get out the tape measure again. Long gone. Here's a deep fly ball to left. Another home run. Can you believe it? Carson Kelly. Payoff to Pete. Swing and a drive to deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Off the video board. Michael drives one in the air. Deep right field. This is going to leave the yard. Joel Pozo. Deep drive left center field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Dansby Swanson.
One hit in the game.
Deep drive to left. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Number three for Michael Busch.
It's 8 home runs in a game for the first time in the history of the Chicago Cubs.
That's a career high for Michael. What a day he is having.
And what a day it was out at Wrigley Field yesterday. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your 4th of July weekend. This is Inside the Clubhouse here on 670 The Score. Alongside Bruce Levine, I'm Mike Esposito in for David. And Bruce, it's not often that we can show you something that you've never seen at Wrigley Field before, but yesterday was that day.
Let's see, Mike. If we've never seen it before, then it's certainly not often, right?
Correct.
Eight home runs in one game. Yeah, it was a spectacular day to be out there if you're a Cub fan. And just a... unbelievable to see 6 home runs in the first 3 innings, and then the score, the video board hit twice in a row by Pete Crow Armstrong, and then with the next swing in the bat,
Michael Busch. Yep,
Michael Busch. So extraordinary day, and probably the underscored story there is the fact that they beat the Cardinals, which is a huge division
important
win. And they're reestablished now with a 4-game lead over Milwaukee. And I think it's a 6.5 against the Cardinals right now, Mike. So a lot of good things happening for the Chicago Cubs, and you can see the subliminal arrow pointing up again for the Chicago Cubs after going 13-13 in the month of June and kind of a wonky week. Part of it on the road where, you know, they went 4-6, but things seem to be looking up. But then again, the injury bug is something we have to talk about.
Absolutely, and things always better at Wrigley Field, and that includes the Cubs' play. Certainly, they have bounced back from last week, but PCA and Bush, if you look at their numbers from yesterday, just an insane 8-for-8 combined, 5 homers, 7 RBIs, 23 total bases, both hit the video board, and yeah, all is well in the world. But except, and you mentioned it, Bruce, and we've got to talk about it, unfortunately, another injury on the pitching staff, and this one could be a significant miss for the Cubs going forward for a little bit.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, Mike. Jameson Taillon hurts himself in training, running. He's running in between starts, and this happened 2 days ago. We're sitting on the bench, the media people, getting ready to talk to Craig Counsell, and he's called over by one of the trainers. We had no idea what was going on. Counsell comes back and he says, excuse me, we have some issues we have to deal with. And we found out the next day that issue was Jameson Taillon, who tore a calf muscle in his right calf. And, you know, they didn't want to say it was a tear, but any strain is a tear. And Counsell was very honest about the fact that this thing is going to be more than a month without Jameson Taillon. So just when you're getting Imanaga back for your rotation, you're starting to see the rotation whole again, of course, minus Steele for the year. You have to deal with the fact that you're going to be doing without Jameson Taillon until probably around late August or early September.
Inside the Clubhouse on The Score, we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito and Sox fans, we are absolutely going to spend a lot of time talking about Colson Montgomery. What a debut yesterday in Colorado. Sox win the ball game. We want to talk to you at 312-644-6767. Sox fans, who should be your all-star candidate? Or should there be an all-star candidate from every team? We could weigh in
Mike,
that way.
Hey, Whoa. Of course, I brought that up in our program before the game. Hey. Before the show, we talked about, our White Sox fans are going to be interested in talking about, are they deserving of an all-star? And in general, Mike, the way they have it set up, every team deserves it. Every fan in baseball deserves a look at one of their players in the All-Star game. There's tremendous pride for the team and for the fan base. But honestly, All-Star performances by the White Sox, not really easy to pick out. A better team to watch compete, certainly this is compared to last year.
Yeah, and I mean, if you have to pick one guy, it's hard. And I know he's only been with the team half the year, or part of the year, but the guy who pitched last night for them has been pretty awesome. Adrian Hauser, now 4-2 for the Sox. No earned runs yesterday. He's carrying a 1.6 ERA, and he pitched 8 innings. I mean, he's been unbelievable considering they signed him off the street.
Did you say Cub pitcher or White Sox pitcher?
I think Cubs fans would be happy to make that deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, you're going to hear over the next 3 weeks now going into the trading deadline a lot of names, and his is going to get a lot of attention because he hasn't been good. He's been outstanding, okay? He's hardly given up anything. His ERA is under 2. He threw 8 innings of beautiful baseball last night. Okay, it was against Colorado. You know, does that count? Yeah, it counts. It's a major league team. Doesn't play like one. It's going after the White Sox record from last year for losses. But nonetheless, he has been outstanding. And I couldn't see why not why not the Cubs would be going after somebody like him.
Well, and we heard from Jed Hoyer earlier in the week, and he talked about getting more pitching at the deadline and, you know, bolstering for the playoff run. That was pre the Tyone injury. So if you can imagine now that they're really going to have that need. Javier Assad still has not pitched, Brooks. Bruce, I know we saw Jordan Wicks get called up yesterday when Tyone was placed on the injured list. So you have lots going on. They're going to stretch out Flexen apparently today. Pomeranz is going to be the opener, but then it's going to be Flexen in some capacity getting stretched out, correct?
Well, we don't know if it's Flexen or Wicks next. He's not going to show Council's not going to show his hand about who he's going to use before the game. That's not going to be – all he has to do is present a opening pitcher, and that is going to be Drew Pomeranz through the first inning. After that, it'll be a mix of maybe Flexen, certainly Jordan Wicks, a fresh arm brought up from AAA. And then we'll see, because the one area that has been a shining point for the Cubs since, I think it's May 14th, and that is the bullpen has been the best in baseball since that time. And there's a lot of good bullpens, but the Cubs bullpen has really been the underlining most important part of the team.
We have a great show for you today here on Inside the Clubhouse. The Cubs director of scouting, Dan Kantrovitz, will join us at 9:30. Cubs catcher Reese McGuire at 10. And old friend and current MLB broadcaster Chip Carey, currently with the Cardinals, of course, previously with the Cubs, will join us at 10:30 as well. 312-644-6767. We want to talk to you as well. You can text us via that as well. Bruce, before we get back to the 8-home-run game, I mentioned Colson Montgomery, the big debut yesterday, and it wasn't a hit that really made the highlight reel yesterday, but certainly one of the better catches that you'll ever see.
Colson Montgomery said when he went out to Arizona, one of the big things that he had to work on, and there's his father in the stands, is that he worked with the director of hitting, Ryan Fuller, and he said, you have to commit to the process, mentally lock in. Don't feel like you're getting pulled from your season. This is a good opportunity to get a fresh start. Two outs here in the second inning. Broken bat, Montgomery. Gets out of the box, and was that potential catcher interference? Because Montgomery pointed back. He noticed something, and yes, it was. That is going to be called on the catcher, Hunter Goodman. Broken bat, a flare to left field. Montgomery, will he get there? Oh, what a catch! In his big league debut, you see what Colson Montgomery can do. Welcome to the show.
Highlight of CHSN, and Bruce, you heard the unbelievable catch, a diving into left field, over-the-shoulder catch on a little bloop into left field. Should have been a single, was not, thanks to Colson Montgomery. And oddly enough, he reached on his first at-bat on a catcher interference, another thing you don't see every day in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, everybody wants Colson Montgomery to be good. He didn't get any hits. I think he got hit by pitch, walked, but certainly fielded his position well. That was an impossible play that he made, and it looked great. He made a few, you know, four common plays, you know, at shortstop. But the key for him is, whether he hits or not to begin with, he's got to play major league level shortstop, okay? You have to do that, and they feel he's ready to do that. So, you know, at age 23, here we go. Another reason to watch White Sox baseball, Montgomery coming along with Teal, Quero, some of that young pitching, including, you know, Smith and a number of their other guys like Burke. So, There's a lot to like for the White Sox. The winning record isn't quite there, but I think you know, the way that Will Venables handled this team and the way that the White Sox front office has started to bring along good young players, there's things to be happy about.
Yep, Caro, his first major league home run last night, Bruce, and getting the save last night, and really, he's been very impressive. The rookie pitcher, Grant Taylor, his third save last night, two strikeouts in getting that third save. for Adrian Hauser, who went eight innings and is looking definitely like they're going to be able to turn him into something. That's for sure. As we head back to the Cubs, there was also some leather flashed on the north side. Forget about the homers for a second, and we won't. We'll get back to them. But the game started in this manner, and Mr. All-Star himself doing some things out in center.
Not much of a breeze. Here's a drive into left center on the run. Per Armstrong dives and makes a sensational catch. Pete Pro Armstrong just took an extra base hit away from Mason Wynn. The center fielder racing over into the alley. A headlong dive. He caught the ball inches off the ground. What a great play.
So PCA making a ridiculous, although for him, I don't want to call it routine, Bruce, because it's anything but. I saw the catch probability at like 3% on that one. But go figure, PCA grabs it. And on a day when he hit two homers and Michael Busch hit two homers, a play like that, and they talked about it, about how the defense really gets the players more amped up sometimes than the offense.
I think it depends on the time. I mean, those two swings felt really good. But I'm out there to go, you know, to go play defense and go work for my pitchers. So I think that's, like, if we're talking feelings after, like, that's what I'll take 10 times out of 10 for sure.
Yeah, Mike. So that was the question I asked him. Does he get more satisfaction out of the home runs or the great catch? And he told you, you know, his instincts are that he's a center fielder. He's the one in charge. He's the Secretary of Defense out there. And I guess, you know, you can make an argument right now that, you know, certainly Buxton with the Minnesota is one of the great center fielders in the game. But PCA is right there challenging as maybe not only the best center fielder in the game right now, but maybe the best defensive player in baseball at this time.
And certainly the metrics bear that out, Bruce, and I don't have them up in front of me, but I know he is at the top of the National League in terms of defensive runs saved out there in the outfield. You had a play like yesterday. As I said, the catch probability when you look at the analytics is down near zero, and yet there he is streaking across into left center field, diving and picking it up, and Pat said it very properly, right off of the top of the blades of grass, right? And that's a double in most instances.
You know, the amazing part to watch, Mike, is him getting better at something that he was already extraordinary at when he came up to the major league. So last year, we were talking about him getting the balls that no one else got to, but a lot of times the ball clanking off of his glove. This year, we see none of that. That's just not happening. He's getting to these balls that he shouldn't be getting to, making the catch. More importantly, more the inside baseball part of it, on singles that should be doubles and doubles that should be triples, he's cutting off that extra base and making doubles into singles and triples into doubles, which, you know, there's not very many metrics that show you the intangible of him holding a runner to not taking that next base. But it's been very clear, and it's also been a part of being able to win games by defensive metrics, defensive plays, keeping runners on bases that they shouldn't be on.
It's been an unbelievable start to the season so far for PCA. He'll start in the All-Star game coming up next week, and can't wait to see what the rest of the season holds. 312-644-6767. We want to talk to you, too, before we get to Dan Kantrovitz at the bottom of the hour, the Cubs scouting director. Let's head out to line one, and Mike is in Glencoe, and Mike is now on Inside the Clubhouse. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. Two quick points. First, I'm glad you're having Chip Carey on, Bruce, because I listened to him on the MLB.com game a couple weeks ago. He has matured as a broadcaster so much. He was delightful to listen to, calls a great game. I'm really happy to hear him develop into just, I think, a top-flight broadcaster. But my question to you is, as a Sox fan, I don't think there's been a more exciting player coming on the scene in Chicago baseball other than PCA since, I don't know. I really can't remember who's burst on the scene. What can the White Sox management learn from what the Cubs have done to develop PCA. We have so much invested in young players. Is there any are there any thoughts that you can share of what we can learn on how we can develop our guys? Not that we can turn them into PCA, but that we can be patient and maximize their talent like the Cubs have done so well with PCA.
Yeah, Mike, that's an interesting question, and thanks for calling. Mike always brings a lot to the show when he calls in, Espo. And I would say that, based on an individual's talent, you just have to start trusting in the White Sox minor league system and their player development people, okay? So you've seen people start to come up. You've seen the pitching that was in the minor leagues last year that's there pitching for the White Sox in the rotation. You see the position players with Teal and Quero coming up now Montgomery. That's taking the talent and then getting it to the major league level, right? But developing that talent, is something that us as fans, we don't get to see the day-to-day on how that goes at single, double, and triple A. But it's apparent that the White Sox are drafting better, they are making good trades, and they are starting to develop better in their minor league system. And this goes along with Chris Getz bringing in a lot of new people from outside of the organization to help him build the White Sox for the future. So, you can't get giddy about the White Sox yet because they're still sitting there at 29 wins. That's certainly not good enough. But the hope for the future, I think it's a much brighter future looking forward right now.
Absolutely. And you just look at the lineup last night, right? It was the debut for Montgomery, so that got all the ink. But Mydroth is in the lineup. Vargas, still a young guy, is batting cleanup. Baldwin, Caro is catching. Teal was not in the lineup last night, but he is certainly a huge piece. And you're seeing it. They have the most rookies in baseball on their active roster. And it's if nothing else, it's interesting. And it's exciting, and it's certainly a heck of a lot easier and more fun to watch White Sox baseball this year than it was last year. 312-644-6767. We can't have a White Sox debut without hearing from our Sox correspondent out there on the South Side. Ron on the South Side joins us on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bruce and Mike. It's always a pleasure hearing you. Just wanted to say that.
Thank
always
you, Ron. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, two quick points. And, Bruce, I was listening to you, but all week, me and Mully and Hall were just saying it was time for Colson Montgomery. And see, this is my thing. The other players that they have brought up, but this is your player. The other caller mentioned develop. This is who you drafted, a key position, shortstop. So that – It was simply time. Yeah, this is somebody from your system, so you have to show some development. One other thing, I talk to Spiegs every Sunday, Matt Spiegel, and I was saying I want to, and you all mentioned, I want to see if he can play shortstop. So Spiegs said, "Ron, don't worry about that. If he can hit, he can play any position." Could that
no.
More usually shortstop.
No.
Yeah. No. Mm. Right. And I just kind of disagree because the hitting will come. Hitting is the most challenging thing in baseball and probably in sports in general. But I want to see if he can just be an adequate shortstop. So that's what I'm looking at. But I really am, guys, glad that they brought him up, and so that's pretty much it. I've been just kind of holding back. Yes, I like the other players, but again, for the reasons I stated, I want their guy to come
yeah,
and
Ron,
kind of see where he goes.
Thank you much, as always. Hey, I don't agree with one premise, and that is these guys don't have to be all signed and developed in your system. Okay, PCA was not signed by the Chicago Cubs, right? Michael Busch was not signed by the Chicago Cubs. These are integral parts of why the Cubs are better, and because of trades and development, within their system after they come up. Now, with Michael Busch, he came straight from AAA with the Dodgers to the Cubs and didn't play in the minor leagues. With PCA, the development was there in the Cubs system, even though he was a number one pick from the Mets. He had been injured that year when he was traded for Javier Baez. He didn't play that year. So with that in mind, the development is mostly in the Cubs system. And you can ask Pete anytime. He'll tell you about the great instructors and the great people that helped him get to this level.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Bruce. And, you know, we saw a lot of stops and starts with PCA even as a Cub, and then finally putting it all together kind of at the end of last year, but then certainly this year has been a revelation, and he's been one of the best players in all of baseball. It's Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score. That's Bruce Levine. I'm Mike Esposito in for David Haw today. Chip Carey from the Cardinals TV booth and Reese McGuire, Cubs catcher, during the 10 o'clock hour. Coming up next, the Cubs director of scouting, Dan Kantrovitz, will join us as we talk about the upcoming MLB draft. We'll do that next. It's Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
From the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive. Cubs are going to win the game. It's deep center. Thomas makes the catch. Nico Horner tags. Cubs win the ball game. Matt Shaw comes through. A sacrifice fly. The Cubs sweep the series, and they start the celebration on the mound here at Wrigley Field. Matt Shaw drives in the game's winning run.
Cubs win 1-0 in 10.
There's the Hall of Famer on the call a few nights ago as the Cubs sweep away the Guardians, and a former first-round pick doing the honors in the 10th on that sac fly alongside Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito, and for David today on Inside the Clubhouse. You're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. And we've got our first guest for the show now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today.
The scouting director who happened to choose that Mr. Shaw that we heard in the highlight win the game for the Cubs, our guest, Dan Kantrovitz, nice enough to take some time to join us on Inside the Clubhouse. Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Just looking forward to next weekend here.
So, Dan, let's start out with something that is not popular in sports and in the media, and that is talking about something good that happens. and that is, looking at your last four drafts, it's Jordan Wicks, who's on the Major League team, Cade Horton, who's a big contributor on the Major League team, Matt Shaw, who we heard in the lineup, and, of course, Cam Smith doing some really good things for Houston as you were able to use that very good piece in your organization to acquire a right fielder who's going to the All-Star game by the name of Kyle Tucker. How much personal success? I know you're going to say, you know, this is a team's, you know, good thing, and that's what we're supposed to do. But how much personal gratification do you get out of what's going on there?
I think if you're connected to our scouting department, if you're part of our drafts, you know, which is a lot of people throughout our organization, I think it's a major source of pride to see, you know, the last four first round picks in the big leagues. That's the goal. That's what we wake up every day trying to find. And that's, you know, when we make these draft picks every July, you know, that's what we're hoping the outcome is. And I think, you know, the reality is, you know, if it's a successful pick, that's, you know, that's either ammunition to get another player on our big league roster who's contributing, like, you know, Jed and Carter did with Kyle Tucker, or, you know, it's neat to see some of them contribute in, you know, at Wrigley in Cubs pinstripes, like we saw Cade Horton do the other day. And hopefully Jordan Wicks here shortly. But it's no doubt it's just a source of pride for all of us.
Yeah, it's fun to see. And especially, I mean, you had Cade and Shaw in the same game last weekend. So certainly probably one of those moments for you as somebody who drafted both of them, that, you know, proud papa moment, almost like, all right, look, there they are. And there they are making a difference on the Major League team this season.
Yeah, you know, I think you do get into that mode of, you know, kind of parent mode. And, you know, I've got, you know, two teenage daughters, and I think, you know, I know what it feels like to see them, you know, compete out there in different sports. And you know, when you see these guys come up, you've known them, you've established these relationships with them for so long that, you know, you get connected with them on just kind of a pretty deep level. And to follow their ups and downs and to see them come up and contribute, it's definitely a pretty awesome feeling.
Dan, the one thing before we get to this year's draft that I want to talk about is you're not only drafting outstanding talents, but Wicks, Horton, Shaw, and I got to know Cam Smith a little bit during this season here as well. They have something that stands out even more than their talent. They're outstanding young men who have a really good presence about them. So the makeup that we hear so much about when it comes to players as well as their ability is evident in these young men. That's not by mistake, is it?
No, and that's really well said, and that's kind of how we look at it as a scouting department. And, you know, I think there's a tendency when, you know, we're incorporating more data, you know, not just us but as an industry, to at times overlook makeup and just, you know, forget that we're dealing with human beings out there. and in some cases young kids. And so we put a lot of time into getting to know these people as individuals, and what's their, you know, their family support structure. How did they grow up? Who are their friends? What do their teachers say about them? And it takes a lot to, you know, and you've got, you know, some of our, you know, you see it with Cade, you see it with Wicks, you know, when they're pitching out there, you see it with Matt and Cam also. It's, you know, there's things don't always go well for them in the big leagues, and it takes a lot to kind of overcome that and have that kind of belief in yourself and have that just confidence to keep performing and knowing that, you know, that you belong and that your stuff plays, that you can hit big league fastballs. And, you know, you're not going to have that kind of mental fortitude to be able to do that, no matter what skills you have, it's probably not going to, you know, work out for you. And so a big part of what our scouts spend a lot of time doing out in the field and what we just spent a lot of time doing at the combine last week, you know, talking to 100 plus 18 and 19 year olds is, you know, getting to know who they are as people, because it's not just being a big leaguer, but it's a lot of pressure going to Wrigley Field and performing, you know, in front of, you know, that many fans and just kind of withstanding the different ups and downs. So it's just a huge part of our process.
Dan Kantrovitz, the Cubs director of scouting, our guest here on Inside the Clubhouse on The Score. The draft next weekend, July 13th and 14th. And Dan, as we approach that, and I'm sure you guys, I know you guys have been working on this for a long time, obviously, but when you're picking in the middle of the pack, as you are in the first round, you don't get maybe some of the sexy names in the old mock drafts and, you know, who's going to go up at the top, but you kind of have to sit back and wait, see who falls for you. And I know you guys have a process for that. So what can you tell us about how you go about that when you're picking towards the back end of the first round?
Yeah, I think in general, you know, with the 17th pick, it's, you know, we still feel like we've got access or might have access to some of the best talent in the draft. And, you know, I think there's going to be a consensus top few guys that we will be able to eliminate, that we probably can't eliminate even now. But after those top few guys, it's a pretty flat group, it seems like, right now. And it just seems that we might have access to players that are going to be in the top 10 on our internal ranking. And, you know, I don't think 17's a bad place to pick. You know, I think naturally it also means that there's less cap space associated with that pick. So our spending power is not quite as strong as some other clubs. So I think the flexibility is, you know, we're not going to have tremendous flexibility in that first pick and the remaining picks in terms of like going over our recommended slot. But I think just looking at who might be available to us, I think it's going to be an exciting talent. So we'll, you know, going into next weekend when our scouts come in town, we'll have our board lined up, and then we'll, you know, have a lot of hurry up and wait to see who kind of gets to us at pick 17.
Dan, it seems like the year of the shortstop, and a lot of high school shortstops are being projected in the top 15, 17. We're seeing the White Sox move Colson Montgomery up to the major leagues after being drafted at 18 and having a lot of ups and downs in the minor leagues. What is the philosophy of the Cubs? What is your philosophy when it comes to taking top high school players and having to wait and then the reality that they don't always work out?
Yeah, I think it's just it's part of the risk profile of that demographic. You know, I think if you're looking at a high school player, a high school hitter, I think you'd like to think that there's other parts of his game that might raise his floor, whether that's you know, strong glove on defense, whether that's the ability to contribute runs on the bases, and maybe if you get somebody that fits that profile, then you can kind of better withstand the ups and downs of his bat, because, you know, an 18-year-old kid coming into professional baseball is going to have, like you said, those ups and downs. But you know, I don't think it's a reason to avoid the demographic entirely, and I don't think we'll do that. You know, if the strength of the draft this year is high school shortstops, like you say, Bruce, and it very well might be. I think that's a group that's got to be in our mix.
Dan Kantrovitz, our guest, Cubs director of college scouting. A few more minutes with Dan. The draft next weekend, and we hear about it in the NFL draft a ton, Dan. You know, best player available, we're going to stick to our board, and that type of thing. How much of what you do is positionally driven based on, you know, whether it's pitching or we need outfielders this year or whatever, and how much is that whole best player available aspect of it?
Yeah, you know, I don't know a lot about the how the other leagues run their drafts, and I've tried to learn about that, you know, over the years, and talk to the people that run the different drafts, and whether it's the NFL or NHL or NBA, and it's interesting to hear them talk about how at times need really plays into, you know, their calculus when they're taking players. It doesn't for us because there's a long way to get to the big leagues. It's a long road. It takes, 3+ years if it's if everything's going on track. So I think to base it on need, would be looking pretty far out in the future and saying, you know, we know this is going to be a need, and that's really tough to do. So for that reason, we base it on who we think is the best player. And, we don't want to miss somebody who might be a generational talent because we think we might need this position, 3 to 4 years from now. The visibility is just not there for us. So it definitely comes down to best player available, and that's what our strategy is this year.
Can you give me a thumbnail sketch about Gavin Killeen, a guy that might fall to you guys, a second baseman out of Tennessee, and what you've seen, what you like about this young man?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a thumbnail sketch probably after the draft, but when they're free agents right now, it's not something we can comment on.
Because, a guy can always try, you know.
You can always try, Bruce, and I give you credit for it. And don't get me wrong, I'd love to give you a thumbnail sketch of him, but that's something that wouldn't be appropriate.
I'll go back to this question about the makeup with. When you're drafting a college pitcher like Horton, and you see the number one projected pick this year at LSU is Cade Anderson, and you see the amount of pitches and the amount of attrition that goes along with this by a pitcher trying to help his team win a College World Series, how much does that weigh into whether or not you worry about picking a pitcher that's only 6 months or a year away from Tommy John surgery, knowing that the arm has been overused and that there's only so many bullets in a young arm before this can be a reality?
Yeah, that's kind of the glass half empty way of looking at it for some of those pitchers. The glass half full way is, these guys have the ability to, go through a lineup, 3+ times and are stretched out and are ready to go and might move quick and don't need to be ramped up. But it's a really good point. And I think you look back a few years ago when the draft was before the College World Series, and sometimes, we'd be taking pitchers that then we wouldn't have much say over. We'd take somebody high, and then all of a sudden we'd see in Omaha that they're throwing 120 pitches, and, we'd be, sweating watching these games. But I think that the important part is that we know what their workload is going into the draft, and if there's anything concerning, we can try to address it. And if they're healthy, I think we have to make that assessment with our doctors and just be confident that when we draft them that they're ready to go. But I don't think there's a whole lot we can do about it right now in terms of their usage in college baseball.
We appreciate it, Dan. All the best of luck to you. We'll talk to you a week from Sunday after the first and second round. And I know, you're the good luck charm for this organization. So keep up the great work that you and your people do. And we'll talk to you in about 10 days or so.
It's nice of you guys to say. I look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Kantrovitz, Cubs director of scouting. And yeah, he's got a week ahead of him here in the draft next weekend. And Bruce, you mentioned Cam Smith a year ago, just about today, right? They picked Cam Smith out of Florida State and then immediately traded him for in the Tucker deal, which you can complain about that. But as you said,
it wasn't, Mike, it wasn't immediate. I mean, he went and he blasted through the minor leagues at lower levels and give Houston an awful lot of credit for making that trade for, Kyle Tucker and insisting on him being a part of that trade, along with Wesneski and Paredes. To me, that's the ideal thing in a baseball trade where both teams are extraordinarily satisfied with the deal.
Absolutely. That's what I was just going to say. That's a win-win for everybody there, and hopefully the Cubs get another winner in the first round this year. We need to take a quick timeout. When we return, we will talk about an exclusive club that a future Hall of Famer joined this week against the White Sox, and it's got some fun names on the list, and we'll go over that when we return. Cubs catcher Reese McGuire and Chip Carey in the next hour. A full show for us here on Inside the Clubhouse. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right in Los Angeles. Two outs in the sixth. The 1-2 from Kershaw. Called strike three. Open up the velvet rope and let him in. Clayton Kershaw is now the 20th member of the 3,000 strikeout club. A list so exclusive, we may never see a moment like this again.
Highlight CHSN, and we may never see a moment like that again. Clayton Kershaw against the Sox the other night. The 20th player with 3,000 career strikeouts, and Bruce Levine, that brought me to look at the other members of that club, and it's a fascinating list.
Are any of them any good? Are they good?
Well, there's one Cub on the list.
Before you even bring your list up, Mike.
Yep.
So 3,000 strikeouts, okay, is 200 a year plus for 15 years, okay?
Yep.
Just imagine that. And think about that for how many Nolan Ryan has at the top of that list with 5,700 strikeouts. I'll repeat, 57, almost twice.
Yeah.
3,000, right? I went to Chicago Public School at Horace Mann in the city of Chicago, and I learned enough math to know that that is almost double the 3,000. And just think about Nolan Ryan's record of 5,700 strikeouts that will never be even thought about being approached. Now we're talking about 3,000 being never hit again, but go on with your list.
No, that was literally going to be my point too, Bruce, is that Nolan
Ryan. Sorry to grab your thumb.
I was just going to say, talk about unbreakable sports records. There will never, ever be anyone who gets close to, it's 5,714 is the number. He passed Walter Johnson in 1983 and then struck out another 2,205 guys after that, which is unbelievable. He pitched into his 40s, but I just love the list. You have Greg Maddux is on the list. You have Fergie is on the list from the north side of town. Tom Seaver from the White Sox, although briefly at the end of his career, but Tom Seaver is on that list. Roger Clemens, who knows what's going to happen with him for Hall of Fame stuff. Randy Johnson is on the list, but it's a very fascinating. I was shocked to see Phil Niekro on the list. You know, you don't think of Phil Niekro, knuckleballer, necessarily as a strikeout guy, but this is part of why people love baseball. You have a list that goes back to the over 100 years, and you get history made the other night with Kershaw.
You know, the interesting thing about Maddux and Fergie is they're the only ones on the 3,000 list that didn't walk 1,000, okay? That in itself is amazing, you know, stat right there. The others all walked over 1,000 guys. You're talking about Fergie pitched for, you know, I don't know, 17 years. Maddux for 20 years. This is, you know, it's just incredible what they're able to do. But, you know, Kershaw, he might be the last guy. There's, I think it's like, what is it, over 450 for Chris Sale?
Chris Sale is around 25-something, yes. And Garrett Cole is in like 22 or 2,300. Those are the next two.
That's not going to happen.
They last, right. And you said it.
No, I mean, Sale
innings.
Could.
Yep, he could.
Sale could, but, you know, he's down with an injury right now. After this year, he'd have to have two more seasons of 200-plus. You know, it would take probably 3 to 4 years for him to do it at age. What is Is Sale age 37 or 38 right now? I think he's
ticking up there. It seems
37.
I wonder how many years that was my thought too. Is how many more years are you going to get peak Chris Sale? He did it last year, but as we've seen, injuries have certainly hurt him over the course of his career.
You know, the one thing that'll save a Sale and that might extend his career is that he didn't pitch a lot for about 3 years.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Because he was recovering from injury and it wasn't going all that well. So maybe the arm is going to be a little more solid. This last injury is a broken rib, so it has nothing to do with his arm.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. But I thought a fascinating list, and kudos to Kershaw, who gets it done the other night at Dodger Stadium.
It was ugly, though, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean,
it certainly was.
You know, he was struggling to get that third strikeout, and no, I tip my hat to him, but, you know, certainly nowhere near the pitcher he used to be.
No, but certainly a career milestone, and fun to watch that happen at Dodger Stadium for baseball fans. We need to take a quick timeout. We will talk to Cubs catcher Reese McGuire up next on Inside the Clubhouse. And don't forget, today the Cubs take on the Cardinals at Wrigley. Pre-game begins at 12:45. First pitch, 1:20 here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. He's Bruce Levine. I'm Mike Esposito, in for David today, Inside the Clubhouse with Reese McGuire coming up next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.